At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the King of Foul South here on the phone show. Today, we'll be calling some residents in the Indianapolis area and tell them that their dialing plan has been changed from the 317 area with 7-digit dialing to a new area code 124317, and they will now be required to dial 13 digits for local calls. Let's see how they react to that.
Hello.
This is Alex Bell. I'm calling from AT&T. Are you the subscriber for 3177?
Yes.
We are implementing a change in the phone equipment that services your number, which is going to require the first 3 digits of the phone number to be changed from 735 to 247. And this change will take effect at midnight on next Tuesday. Do you have any questions regarding this change or any concerns you'd like me to bring up to management about this?
Okay, what? It's being changed to what?
It's being changed from 735 to 247. And this, the last 4 digits of your phone number will remain unchanged.
Okay, so it's 227.
Yes, but this change does not take effect until next Tuesday at midnight. So until that time, you'll need to dial numbers within your phone exchange using the 735 code. After next Tuesday at midnight, it will take effect. So for example, right now your number is... After this change on next Tuesday, your new number will be 317-247.
Okay.
All right, thank you, and you have a great night.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Danielle?
Who's speaking?
This is Alex Bell. I'm calling from AT&T.
She's not here right now.
Okay. Perhaps I can talk to you then. The reason for this call is I'm just calling to alert all of our subscribers in the Indianapolis area that AT&T is implementing a new dialing plan, which is now going to require 13-digit dialing for local calls. The reason for this is we are running out of phone numbers in the 317 area code, and we're experimenting with a new 6-digit area code method, which is going to add 3 additional digits to the existing 317 area. So this change does not take effect until next Tuesday at midnight. At that time, the 317 area code will add 3 digits to the beginning, those digits being 124. So from now, starting at that time, the new area code will be 124317. The last 7 digits of the phone number will remain unchanged.
Oh, so they're going to change the
number. Not the number, but just the area code. Your number is the last 7 digits. The area code is currently 317. We're adding 124 to the beginning of that, which is going to change from area code 317 to area code 124317. And effective also on that date, the complete 13-digit number must be dialed for all calls.
For all calls.
That is correct.
And they're going to do this next Thursday.
No, next Tuesday at midnight at 12 a.m. on Tuesday.
Okay.
And that would be Tuesday the 15th.
Because I got a 317 number.
Yes, this is going to impact every phone number in area code 317. This is an experimental area code change. If this proves to be a success at relieving the number shortage, then this will be addressed nationwide within the next 5 years.
Oh.
We're starting this experiment with one area code, and based on a survey poll regarding on which one would be the least disruptive to local dialing patterns, the 317 area code was selected as our test area.
Okay, so I should write this down, huh?
Yes, that would be important to write it down, and I would also, we'll be alerting all of our subscribers, but obviously there's a lot of subscribers in every area code, so it will take time for us to get to every number and alert all of our subscribers of this change. So you are welcome to share this information with your friends and family who also have 317 area code number so that they can be prepared for this change when it takes effect next week.
Okay, so it's going to be, and I say that number going to be, what is it, 317 is going to be?
124317. The last 7 digits of every phone number, which would be the 3-digit exchange and the 4-digit subscriber number, will remain unchanged. For example, if a phone number is now currently 317-555-1212, the new number would be 124-317-555-1212. Does that make sense?
124-317.
Yes. That is correct.
5, okay. Everything will be 124-317.
Effective on midnight on next Tuesday, yes. But until that time, you'll need to dial as you currently do, because that change will not take effect in our equipment until next Tuesday at 12 a.m.
Okay.
All right. And okay. Do you have any questions for me regarding this change?
No, I don't have any questions. I was just wondering why so late at night.
Well, I apologize for that. Our call center is actually here in San Francisco, California, so as a result, there's bit of a time difference here. So I apologize if you're in one of the later time zones.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, but I was just wondering. Okay. It's just wondering, you know, so many phonies going around. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for choosing AT&T, and you have a great evening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Please wait while we change the outgoing announcement for a random subscriber's answering machine.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone. You have 9 old messages. To play all messages, press 1. To play new messages, press 2. To repeat the previous message, press 4. To skip the message, press 6. To delete the message, press 3. To stop, press 5. To record announcement, press star 7. To delete, record after the tone, press 5 when you are done.
Hello! I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message and I'll call you back. Thank you!
Hello! I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message and I'll call you back. Thank you!
Thank you for listening to The Phone Show. We'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsors.
All
right,
you call me. You make
the call. Fine, you read the number. Okay, we'll read the number. And Baker.
555-5566-2020. Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
Our secret admirer.
Oh, you are, huh?
I saw you on the street the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe we could get together.
Well, I'll have to call you back.
I don't give out my number.
Oh, that's okay. I've got it already. 555-3298. By the way, is your mother there?
To get Bell Atlantic caller ID, call 1-800-237-4900 now.
Helping you communicate, Ameritech.
We're people who bring you the best that technology offers to move information quickly, surely, and in exciting new ways. The companies of Ameritech are making communications more helpful to you, anytime, anywhere.
The miles, that's AT&T.
Save your legs. Use the easy way to find out who's got what at the best price. Let your fingers do the walking.
Let your fingers do the walking. Little yellow pages. Yellow pages. Yellow pages. Ring round, ring round, pages. Let your fingers do the walking.
We now return to the phone show.
Phillips is Cook and Gardner. This is Matthew. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Alex Bell. I'm calling from the Circle K home office. How are you doing this evening?
Can't complain yet. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The reason I'm calling you is we're having a red light on our end regarding the power sensors. Have you been having any issues with the power at your store?
No, we had a pretty nasty electrical storm go through about right around 2 hours ago, like right around when I was coming on shift.
Okay.
But we never had power loss or power blinks or anything like that that I could tell at our store or anywhere in our surrounding area.
Okay, well, we've got a code red light going on here on our switchboard, which is indicating that there is a fault in the line in the main breaker.
Okay.
So we do need to do a reset so that we can clear this error on our end. I'm glad to hear that at least it's not affecting the power at your store. But I do need to ask you, are you familiar with how to do a breaker system reset?
It's been a little while. I've worked at this store before, but I just recently restarted up here. Let's see. I got my front door locked. So I'm assuming I'll need to go back here to the main boxes, right?
That is correct. And I do need to ask you, are you on a corded phone or a cordless phone?
Cordless. We do not have a corded.
Okay, this means that during this reset, we may get disconnected because this will involve resetting the breaker box. So when that happens, continue, and I will call you about 15 minutes afterward, and I'll confirm that everything is set up on both our ends.
All right. I'm sorry. I was just looking through all the breakers, make sure every one of them was
okay.
All the smaller ones was looking good, just in case that might
be. Well, what we need to do is, in order to reset it on our end, is we need to completely disconnect all the circuits for about 15, leave them all off for about 15 seconds, and then turn them all back on. The system is very sensitive to like a sudden change in the system, so that does require that we do each circuit individually. So I'm going to need to ask you, do you have multiple breaker boxes at your store, or do you just have one big one?
I've got four smalls, and then one that says main shut off, and then like panel A, panel B, panel C, car lock.
Okay. The main shut off one will be done last. We need to start with the smallest one on the far on the one furthest to the left.
So panel D?
Yes. And okay. We need to start with the switch in panel D on the top left, go down the first row, then continue to the second row, go down that row, and once that is completed, then move on to the next panel. After all the smaller panels have been turned off one switch at a time, then you're going to turn off the main switch and count 15 seconds. At that time, then you're going to begin turning them all back on, again, individually, but this time going the opposite direction that you went the first time. The first time you're going left to right, you'll be going right to left with turning them back on. The exception to that is the main breaker switch must be turned back on last.
All right, so basically I'll start with D, and then I'll go C, B, A, main.
Yes, and so...
go A back to D, and then main.
That is correct. Okay. And so we can record this on our end for our records regarding which switches are done first. I'd like you to, with the first switch, if there's any labels or markings next to it, make a note of that and say, for example, if the switch is labeled... one pumps, say one pumps, etc. If there's no label next to it, just say the breaker number so we can keep track.
All right, since I'm going to lose my mag locks, on these front doors, can I just lock the handle?
Do you have any customers in your store currently?
No.
Okay.
I hit the mag locks before I went back to look at the breakers.
Okay, yes, lock the door, because this will take a few minutes, and we don't want to, because this will be an interruption to the power, so we don't want to disrupt our customers. So definitely temporarily close the store during this process. After it's completed, you may open up and business can resume as usual.
All right, how am I supposed to lock them without the mag locks? Because the little handle ones, they don't turn all the way, and they don't lock into position.
Okay. Well, that is fine. The door is not required to be locked, but just know that if any customers come in, you'll need to explain to them that there will be a brief moment until that we are
well,
able
right,
to serve
them.
Well, right,
but if I'm at the breakers, I'm in the back.
Okay. Well, then
I'm completely separated from where the customers are.
Okay. Have you had any customers come in recently, or has it been slow at this time?
It's been slow, but I usually get a good rush coming from the Royals game.
Okay, well, we'll definitely want to get this done fast then, because I do have to reset this on our end.
I understand. Let me find some paper so I can put up a note on the door at least. So
okay.
Hopefully maybe people will leave the door alone. Because, if I'm all the way back there, I'm all the way back by the coolers away from the front.
Okay.
And I don't even have, like, a camera or anything that I can see people.
Okay. Then definitely we'll need to put a note on the door, and I can wait while you do that.
All right, give me 1 second, then.
Thank you.
All right, sorry about that.
All right.
So start with D and tell you all the switches that I'm flipping off?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so the first one I'm hitting is RT Unit 3.
Okay.
Then main cooler RT Unit number 2.
Okay.
RT Unit number 1.
Okay.
RT Unit number 4.
Okay.
Unit number 5.
Okay.
Small cooler RT Unit number 6.
Okay.
And that's all on number on D.
Okay.
All right, so I'm on panel C now. One nacho dispenser.
Okay.
Not even sure what that is. Ice maker. I think it's 5. And then 9 ice maker.
All right.
11 food counter outlet.
Okay.
13 freezers. 15 is ice cream freezers. 17 is ATM. 19 is surge protector.
Okay.
21 surge protector. 23 surge protector. 25 submerge controls.
Okay.
27 Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
29 food counter outlet.
Okay.
Panel 2 TLS.
Okay.
4 phone outlet.
Okay.
That might be where I lose you. 6 soda dispenser.
Okay.
8 soda dispenser.
Okay.
10 A cooler, B cappuccino.
Okay.
12 A pizza, 12 B cappuccino.
Okay.
14 A food counter outlet, B tea machine.
Okay.
16 A nacho rack, B magic cow.
Okay.
18 Magic Cow.
Okay.
20 Sales Area Lights.
Okay.
22 Carbonators.
Okay.
24, 26 Coffee Pots.
Okay.
28 and 30 Coffee Pots.
Okay.
That's it on C.
All right.
All right, panel B, 1 Surge Protector.
Okay.
3 surge protector.
Okay.
5 sales lights.
Okay.
7 sales lights.
Okay.
9 emergency lights. 11 sales lights. 13 bath lights.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I can't see anything now, so.
Okay. Do you need to turn that switch back on to see the rest?
Yeah, or I can run up and grab, the flashlight real quick if I can find it.
That would be best.
Alright, that does make sense. I don't know why I didn't think to grab it.
No problem, I can hold.
It's weird being in here when it's dark. Yay! And it has battery too. All right. All right, so try that again. 13 15 cooler lights.
Okay.
17 outside GFI.
Okay.
19 Cashier Island outlets.
Okay.
21 and 23 Dairy Deck.
Okay.
25 PC outlets.
Okay.
Oh, God, don't die on me. Okay. 27 office outlets.
Okay.
Where did you go? There it is.
What in the world are you calling me at almost 1 o'clock in the morning for?